Welcome to Good Day Pasadena. I'm Jenny Lee Swifford.
And I'm Fergus Feldman. Today we're aboard the shuttle van to the 2001 Pasadena Showcase House of Design.
You know, Fergus, Showcase House is the primary fundraising activity for the volunteers of the Pasadena Showcase House for the Arts.
I know. The success of this event has enabled the group to donate over $10 million to the Los Angeles Philharmonic, making PSHA the largest single donor to this world-class orchestra.
And by pledging $1 million, PSHA has become a major donor to the Walt Disney Concert Hall, the orchestra's new home scheduled to be completed next year.
Showcase House also funds PSHA's other significant youth music programs, like the award-winning Music Mobile, which introduces symphonic music to third-grade students in San Gabriel Valley classrooms.
And don't forget the Pasadena Youth Concert. Each fall, the Los Angeles Philharmonic performs for over 6,000 fourth graders in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium.
My favorite is PSHA's annual instrumental competition that provides an opportunity for accomplished students of classical music to perform and compete for $25,000 in prize money.
And each year, PSHA provides community music grants of over $200,000 to schools and nonprofit organizations to supplement programs in youth music education, music scholarships, purchase and repair of musical instruments, and music therapy for neglected and abused children.
And it's all funded by the Showcase House, Jenny.
That's right. This is the 53rd year that the volunteers of the Pasadena Showcase House for the Arts have selected a prominent local residence, which is then refurbished by outstanding interior and exterior designers.
You know, Jenny, over 50,000 visitors tour the Pasadena Showcase House and grounds every year. It's the largest and most successful event of its kind in the country.
Well, they've outdone themselves this year. The 16,000-square-foot home was commissioned in 1924 by Arthur Thorson, co-founder of the Walgreens Drug Company of Chicago. He chose Garrett Van Pelt of Marston, Van Pelt & Mabry for the design because they were the most influential architectural firm in Pasadena.
Van Pelt designed the Grace Nicholson home on Los Robles, which is now the Pacific Asia Art Museum. He also did the Vista Del Arroyo Hotel, the Shakespeare Club, and the Westminster Presbyterian Church on North Lake, and he built mansions in Beverly Hills and Montecito.
Well, he was a good choice. The Thorsons wanted an Italianate design, and Van Pelt drew on villas in and near Florence, Italy, for his design. Construction began in 1924 and finished 5 years later at an eventual cost of $300,000.
And the house abounds with grandeur. Guests arrive at the flagstone motor court and move up the vaulted staircase to the grand south terrace. Carved wood doors open to the marble-floored foyer with hand-painted ceiling ornamentation. The spectacular marble staircase leads to 7 bedrooms, most with private balconies, that have unobstructed views of Pasadena and the Pacific Ocean.
And don't forget the house's little secret, a rosewood-paneled elevator that accesses all levels of the house and descends to a 140-foot tunnel through the hillside and out to the summer pavilion, pool, and lush lower garden.
I understand it took 1.5 years to build the retaining walls and the elevator shaft.
And that elevator played a key role in the house's history.
Right. In 1956, California Institute of Technology bought the house to use as a laboratory. Charles Richter, inventor of the Richter scale, needed room to conduct more studies on his earthquake measurement system.
The house was reinforced concrete, and the true east-west orientation of the tunnel appealed to the scientists.
They also used the elevator shaft as the pit for a pendulum to measure vertical land movement in an earthquake.
And when they moved the lab back to the Caltech campus in 1976, the new owners spent $650,000 to restore the house to its 1930s glory.
Well, let's talk about today's events. After our tour of the grounds, we're going to visit the exciting Showcase Marketplace, with 30 artists and boutiques offering a wide range of unique gifts, jewelry, and decorative items.
And you can enjoy continental breakfast, lunch, an afternoon snack, or light dinner at the Il Grotto restaurant.
You know, Jenny Lee, it all sounds so great. I think I'll want to come back again.
Well, you can, because visitors can come to dine, enjoy the musical entertainment, or browse in the marketplace without buying another ticket.
And folks, please remember, no photography is allowed on the Showcase property. Large items such as tote bags and strollers should be checked at the ticket booth for safekeeping. And before you wander down to the scenic landscape areas, remember that the porta-potties are located only on the house level.
Oh, and one more thing, Fergus. This is important. Our safety is our own responsibility. Everyone, please use handrails and be careful of steps during your tour. And remember, no high heels are allowed inside the house.
Well, we have to pick up our tickets at will call, so we're going directly to the ticket booth.
And folks, if you're more than 15 minutes early for your reserve tour, please enjoy the gardens, marketplace, or restaurants until your ticket time.
Well, that's it. Enjoy your day at Showcase, folks. This is Fergus Feldman.
And Jenny Lee Swifford.
Saying, have a great day from Good Day, Pasadena.